The Irish Times and Irish Independent both lead today with Brexit-related stories. The Times reports that DUP opposition to a potential solution hardened last night as the EU and UK warned that there was still a significant amount of work needed to reach a deal. We're told that hopes of a compromise being agreed in time for this week's EU summit faded yesterday as sources in Brussels expressed deep scepticism that a compromise solution could be sufficiently developed in time to be put to EU leaders on Thursday or to MPs at the House of Commons next Saturday. For its lead story, meanwhile, The Independent reports that if a late Brexit deal does emerge, the Taoiseach will come under intense pressure to call a snap general election, since many TDs in his own party believe that they would do better in an early contest instead of waiting until next spring or summer. The killing of 53-year-old Timothy Horahan, who was found unconscious near the burnt-out tent he had been sleeping in at Mardyke Walk in Cork in the early hours of Sunday morning, is the lead story in today's Irish Examiner and Echo. The Examiner quotes Catriona Toomey of Penny Dinners in Cork, a service which Mr. Horahan attended, saying that more homeless people will die unless the government increases its efforts to tackle the crisis. In its coverage of that story today, The Times reports that Gardaí investigating Mr. Horahan's killing believed that he may have been assaulted by more than one person. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Sun and Herald all lead today with allegations related to an assault in Dublin over the weekend. Draft legislation on the new online regulator, which is due to be published before Christmas, is expected to include a levy on tech companies. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that abuse fears had been expressed about the behaviour of staff at Muckamore Abbey Hospital 7 years ago. The care facility for adults with severe learning disabilities just outside Antrim town is currently at the centre of a PSNI safeguarding investigation, which has resulted in the suspension of 33 staff. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a new medal for PSNI officers, recognising them for working under the threat of terrorism. Back in the front of today's Times, the paper runs with a picture of an elderly man being evacuated from a building in a town near the Turkish border with Syria after it was hit by a rocket reported to have been fired from within Syria. And that paper also reports that Lisa Smith, the former Irish soldier who became a supporter of Islamic State, may have fled a detention camp in Syria over the weekend. And finally, although Ireland's World Cup victory in Japan on Saturday dominates the pictures in today's sports supplements, the commentary is all about our quarter-final match against the All Blacks next Saturday. Ireland attempt to scale All Black Mountain with spring in their step is the headline over Jerry Thornley's piece on the front of the sports supplement in the Times. While over on the front of the supplement in the Examiner, the question is posed, has Smith another trick up his sleeve for Barrett's New Zealand, alongside the headline, Black Magic.